Last year, there were 5 offensive tackles taken off the board in the first round of the draft. If that happens this year, look for Alabama's Cyrus Kwadjo to be one of them. He is a native of Cameroon in West Central Africa. He played soccer growing up. He came to America when he was 4 years old and grew up outside Washington, D.C.
When you think America, a lot of guys, especially from back home in Africa, I talk to people from back home, they look at America as, you know, somewhere where you go and you're given the opportunity to make something of yourself, because there's no oppression here, there's democracy, there's no funny business going on here, so everybody has a good chance of being what they want in life. And I feel as if me and my brother we're taking advantage of it as much as we can. God bless America.
At Alabama, they're thanking God that Kwadjo played tackle for the Crimson Tide for 3 years. 6'7", 322-pounder has just 16% body fat. Very low for an offensive lineman. He developed himself into a premier left tackle by working at it over the last several years.
I worked really hard even from a young age. I guess it had a lot to do with that, from where I'm from. And I think it had a lot to do with that. But I worked really hard. I know everybody told me I was talented, but, you know, that still didn't stop me from working hard. And, you know, my family was always around, and coaches was always backing me up. I went to Alabama, like you said. They brought me in. The older guys, they almost pampered me. They didn't pamper me, but they helped. They sat down with me, helped me learn the plays.
Cyrus Kwadjo put in the time to get better, and each of the last 2 years, he spent time focusing on one aspect of his game to get ready for the NFL.
I worked on my pass protection this year and increased. Last year, I worked on my run block, and it was dynamite, and I think I'm pretty solid on both run and pass.
At the Combine, there were some red flags thrown up around Cyrus Kwadjo after he reportedly failed some teams' physical exams with a lingering knee issue. But the knee problems are not expected to be serious enough to keep Kwadjo out of the first round. For Countdown to Draft Day, presented by Time Warner Cable, I'm John Murphy.